Love on the Sidelines. This blog post is sponsored by Divine Desserts Publishing, LLC. If you enjoy movies such as Love on the Sidelines, then you should try Rocky Road Dreams by Cecilia Doughty. Rocky Road Dreams is about a lawyer named Kyle Baxter. Kyle is on a month-long Christmas hiatus from his job. He rents a house on the Outer Banks for his extended vacation. Melanie Richards, his childhood friend, lives across the street. When they were kids, Melanie had a crush on Kyle's identical twin brother, Keith. Kyle never thought he stood a chance with Melanie since she was smitten with his brother. Keith is now married and both Kyle and Melanie are single. Will Melanie give him a chance? Kyle's mom died when he was 3 and he barely remembers her. He's determined to find out more about his mom. As Melanie and Kyle reconnect during the holiday season, they take a long road trip during a snowstorm so that Kyle can find answers to his questions about his mother. The road trip is also something that Melanie must do so that she can save her business. See ceciliadoughty.com/books. That's ceciliadoughty.com/books. Or click on the link at the end of this blog post to purchase Rocky Road Dreams. Rocky Road Dreams is available on Amazon, and you may also go to Amazon.com and simply type in Rocky Road Dreams and then the name Cecilia Doughty, CECELIADOWDY, so that you could access the title. Or again, you can go to the end of this blog post and click on the link that's provided. Now, let's talk about Love on the Sidelines. Do you like sports? If you're a fan of Hallmark, then I'm 99% sure that you've seen this movie. Hallmark has shown this movie countless times, and I can only assume that they show it so often because it's a fave among Hallmark fans. Laurel, a struggling fashion designer, is desperate for a job. Her roommate will be marrying a dentist pretty soon, so she gets a new roommate. Her new roommate is able to snag a job for Laurel at the personal assistant agency where she works. Laurel is matched with Danny Holland, a famous recently injured football player. At first, Laurel and Danny do not get along. Danny is annoyed that Laurel knows nothing about football. He's obnoxious, rude, just so not likable. What I liked most about Laurel was her perseverance. She is not a quitter. Although things were rocky between her and Danny, she still showed up for work each day and gave the job her best shot. She also found parts of the job, like party planning and walking Danny's dog, Newt, which were not sports related. She was able to thrive doing the non-sports tasks, and in the midst of it all, she even learned about football. Using her fashion expertise, she redesigned football jerseys into feminine-like shirts. These female football shirts proved to be a hit among Danny's football team's girlfriends and wives. Since she put all of her energy into making her job work, she was finally able to get along with Danny. Part of the reason why Danny was so grumpy was because he'd been injured. He's mad because he can't play for several weeks. This movie really brought some things to mind regarding my own life. When I was in my 20s, I had a short, long-distance relationship with a guy in Florida. He was a dozen years older than I and boring, which is why the relationship lasted for such a short time. I'm not a football fan. Never have been. Wait, the only time I really got into football was when I played football pool at my job. And even then, money was an incentive for me to like sports. I think sports are important, even though I can't seem to get into them very much. I think kids can get great exercise and learn to work with a team by playing sports. My son has a black belt in karate and he's played soccer. He's now in track and field and cross country. Well, as much as he can, COVID has put a damper on summer and small fall sports. Back to the Florida guy. He'd started the morning off around 10-ish with a drink. He'd drink all day. He'd then watch football all day. He told me that he'd never met a woman who didn't like football. I was thinking, really? I was so bored. All I wanted to do was read a book or go back to sleep. So boring. Plus, it was wintertime, so in Maryland, it was cold. In Florida, it was warm. I wanted to open the windows or sit outside a bit to enjoy the warm weather. He freaked out. He wouldn't open the windows. He wouldn't even let me open the curtains. He thought it was weird that I wanted to sit outside on the steps to enjoy the warm Florida weather. Did I mention that I was bored and we had absolutely nothing in common? Remember the scene in Love on the Sidelines at the beginning where Laurel's friend's fiance storms toward their table, upset that Danny got hurt? Remember Laurel and her friend just look at him as if they don't comprehend the magnitude of Danny getting injured? Well, that'd be me. Actually, I do enjoy soccer. I think soccer is a lot more exciting than American football. Seeing those men rush down the field, there's more activity in soccer. I usually only watch soccer during the World Cup, but I'm sure I'd watch it more as a social outlet if I were presented with the right opportunity. The closest I've come to doing sports myself is running. I used to run 10K races. I also used to work out of the gym and participate in aerobics classes, including step aerobics. Currently, I just go on brisk walks. I might even jog for a while after I have enough, if I have enough energy. So how about you? Do you like sports or some other type of physical activity? If so, what's your favorite? This blog post is sponsored by Divine Desserts Publishing, LLC. If you enjoy movies such as Love on the Sidelines, then you should try Rocky Road Dreams by Cecilia Doughty. Rocky Road Dreams is about a lawyer named Kyle Baxter. Kyle is on a month-long Christmas hiatus from his job. He rents a house on the Outer Banks for his extended vacation. Melanie Richards, his childhood friend, lives across the street. When they were kids, Melanie had a crush on Kyle's identical twin brother, Keith. Kyle never thought he stood a chance with Melanie since she was smitten with his brother. Keith is now married, and both Kyle and Melanie are single. Will Melanie give him a chance? Kyle's mom died when he was three, and he barely remembers her. He's determined to find out more about his mom. As Melanie and Kyle reconnect during the holiday season, they take a long road trip during a snowstorm so that Kyle can find answers to his questions about his mother. The road trip is also something that Melanie must do so that she can save her business. See CECELIA.com/books. That's CeciliaDowdy.com/books. Or click on the link at the end of this blog post to purchase Rocky Road Dreams. Rocky Road Dreams is available as an ebook on Amazon. Thanks, and I hope you enjoyed this blog post. I want to thank you for listening to this blog post in its entirety. And if you know anyone who would enjoy this blog post or enjoys romance or Hallmark movies, then please forward this blog post onto others so that they can enjoy it as well. Thanks and have a great day.